Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I will not say a special guest. I'll say an incredible guest, a very different guest. Joining me on the line for today's program, very timely guest, Michael Manna. And Michael is a technology expert and also, very interestingly, also a former professional wrestler. Michael, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. But I haven't retired yet. I still have to buy all these great tech products that seem to come out every day.
So you're still wrestling?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Well, I got online and I saw a picture of you, so I'm going to be extraordinarily polite and kind to you because what are those biceps? They look like they're at least in the 20 range.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah, they look like they're 20, 22, something like that.
Well, you know, Photoshop's a great tool, so it really works well.
I'm still going to be respectful. So, welcome to the program. Now, tell us a little bit about what you're doing before, because our subject today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into, as if almost on cue, Apple stock has taken a pretty hard hit for Wednesday's trade and down 5% or so. So we're going to be talking, and we didn't plan it this way, Michael, but having you on the program to talk about Apple, because I know you have a lot of technological expertise and we can weigh in on Apple and its role in our economy and the technology. But give our listeners a little bit of background about you and what you're doing, and we'll get started.
Sure. Well, I started my own site along with content called the T4 Show. The 4 stands for Tech Today, Tech Tomorrow, so 4 T's. And we've been around since January 2007, almost 1,200 YouTube videos, recorded over 400 episodes of the podcast, which is basically an online radio show, and just have so much fun. It never gets boring. It's technology. It's always changing, so you forever have content. So I hopefully will have another 1,200 videos coming up in the future.
Well, I sure hope so. And I imagine that a lot of those YouTube videos and other videos are being played or watched on Apple iPhones, iPads, full-blown pads, or whatever else that they have. And what do you make of all that?
I think it's great. I think Apple really has, it's basically the standard bearer. It's the bearer, I should say. It's the measuring stick of what phones should be. That's why this Apple-Samsung lawsuit's going on, and all these other phones went to touchscreens. Have you ever seen a touchscreen phone before the iPhone? They were all keyboard phones, QWERTY keyboards, and people probably don't even remember them now. Apple is basically the phone out there that people have.
I have to admit, and Lisa will laugh at us, she's our resident technology expert here, I had a Palm, the little Palm Pilot or whatever it was. It was one of the ones where it had the little tiny plastic antenna that would come up out of the side and flip up.
Mm-hmm. The Treo.
Yeah, and it was just, boy, it was slow.
I'll tell you what, Palm OS was my favorite operating system before the iPhone came along. I think Palm had a great operating system. It was amazing.
It's just the new technology. I mean, where's all this headed? I guess that's something our listeners would probably want to know is, where's all this headed? Are we going to have iPhone or iWatches, and are we going to have a holographic image that we're talking to, a disembodied head that, you know, we get a personal assistant and just tell them what we want and they do it?
I think that's a great point. I think that's the reason why Apple is down today and has kind of gone a little on the decline since the iPad mini event, because they're kind of evolving a little bit, but they're not revolutionizing. And I think where they're going to do it in the spring, at least in my opinion, will be in television. That's the next step for Apple, in the living room.
I gotcha. So is this, of course, the question everybody really would like to know, and you're very much tuned into all this, so your opinion counts a lot. Is this a buying opportunity for Apple, or as some suggest, are they in a long, slow spiral?
No, I think the first is actually more accurate. I think, I wish, I'm kicking myself, I'm sure a lot of people are, that they didn't buy it when it was $9, even $100 or $200, because you keep saying how much higher can it go, but I think this is just a little dip because of interest. But once the iPhone 5S comes out and this TV thing happens, or even an iPad mini with Retina in the spring, that's why I think it's soft right now. I think people know that these products are in the assembly line right now, and the spring will be when Apple really makes a comeback on the stock price.
Well, it's funny you said that about trying to pick the right price. And of course, that's the perennial question for all investors when they're trying to time or get into an individual stock. And you know, right now it's around $5.45 a share. And if you look back, you know, our 52-week trading range has been between $377 and $705. So it's kind of you know, as we say here in the South, smack dab in the middle of those two extremes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that by your estimation, with that kind of fluctuation, I would say 545 is a pretty decent price to get in at, because I will say they are going to go 700 and above. Well, that TV deal and the subscriber deal.
Oh, it could be huge. Through. Well, and I'm also looking, Michael, at their PE ratio, their price to earnings ratio. It's at 12.5. I mean, that's lower than the average of the S&P 500.
They're an amazing company. Nobody can doubt that Apple, I mean, they're never going to be hurt, that's for sure, no matter what stock price or anything like that. They are a very profitable company.
And I think they're still sitting on, haven't heard any change of this. I'll have to get our investment guy here to talk a little bit on the program about it. But they were at one point sitting on something like $70 billion in cash, and I think they're still a cash cow.
Yeah, I think it's more in the range of 15 to 60, I think, because, okay, you know, obviously the lawsuits
and the dividends.
They're a heavy R&D company, too. They really do buy patents and invest in a lot of research and development. So they're putting stuff in the pipeline, for sure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, Michael. And the website, again, listeners, to go and see what Michael's up to, T4 Show, just like it sounds, T4, the number 4, T4Show.com. And Michael Manna, and we'll be right back. Stay right there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Manna is my guest on the line today. And now, Michael, you're over in the middle of the state, right?
Yes, I'm in the Winter Park area, which is Orlando.
All right, so you're not that far away from us. And the website, again, ladies and gentlemen, is t4show.com. And you may know Michael from his professional wrestling name, Stevie Richards. And you still do that Stevie kick?
I still do the Stevie kick. I can still get my leg up in the air high enough to kick somebody underneath the chin. Thank God for DDP yoga. I can still stay pretty flexible.
Well, I'm impressed. In fact, there's a picture, of course, on your Wikipedia page of you dressed as Dude Love.
Yeah, WWE will make you they'll make you do a lot of stuff for money.
Yeah.
And I'm more than willing to accept that money.
Well, I admire that. That's you know, just for kicks, no pun intended. You know, before we get back into Apple, you know, how what's it like having a Wikipedia page? You know, as a counselor would say, how does that make you feel?
I don't know. I think that most celebrities, and I don't claim to be one, but they have a universal caveat saying, don't ever Google yourself.
Okay.
Don't ever Google. Search for your own name, because you're going to find a lot of haters and stuff.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is great in a lot of ways, but also because anyone can really edit it and add anything they want on it. They can say, I have 65 illegitimate children and I beat my wife and all sorts of. It's a very dangerous thing if it's not monitored in the right way. So,
well,
I mean, did they say anything bad about me on there?
Well, the number's actually 75 illegitimate children, but according to... No, I'm just kidding you. I was just curious how you felt about that, because I found some information about you, of course, looking at that. And, of course, as you well know, you take that all with a grain of salt. But back to Apple. So here's a good question. You talked about some of the things coming up in the spring for Apple, and it's kind of a loaded question, and I don't know if it's the right way to phrase it, but can the market, can our economy, can users continue to withstand the release of these new products on and on and on? Is there ever a saturation point?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we are at that point, especially with this economy, where people aren't going to upgrade their phone every 6 months or even a year, and the snail's pace of upgrades, like the iPhone 5, it looks great, it has LTE, but I'm still in a 4S because I don't think the hardware upgrades warrant a true upgrade, for my cell phone contract. The iPad mini also, there's not any really different internals on the iPad mini than my iPad 2, which I still have. And these things, the consumer is getting, they're not looking at Steve Jobs and saying, wow, Steve says it's great. It's called the reality distortion field. That's what Steve Jobs used to call it. I think people have broken through that field and now see it for what it is.
Yeah, he had one of those. He had a reality distortion field. He had like a little belt or something. Whenever he talked, it had an ability to distort, I guess, perceptions of reality and cast a spell on everybody. But now, of course, it's different. But So it's going to be then this next evolution, you know, going to a new generation or a whole new step. And that's why I use the example of I'm ready for the new technology now. I'm ready for the watch. I'm ready for, you know, something to pop out, a holographic image to come out of my watch. And no matter where I move my arm, it automatically adjusts for the movements of my hand and keeps this holographic image where I want it. And I can talk to it and I just tell it what I want.
CNN experimented with that in the last 2008 presidential election. Remember that, where Wolf Blitzer and other people were holograms in the studio? So it's a reality, but it's very beta. I mean, it's probably alpha, not even beta. I have an iPod Nano watch. It's not holographic, but you can take an iPod Nano, last generation, which is even cheaper, and put a watch band on it. I have a very nice-looking fashion statement as well as an iPod Nano.
Well, there you go. And I know that may not be the best example, Michael, but I think that's the kind of innovation, and maybe as we talk about it, they're probably, if they're listening, laughing and saying, yeah, don't worry, we got that coming out. We've got 17 of these things all lined up, and we'll give you a little bite at a time.
Yeah, I mean, Apple's the king. The king or the queen of incremental upgrades, giving you what they feel like you need, not what you truly want. And they finally caved in and gave us a 4-inch screen, but I think in the world of 5.5-inch screens, like the Galaxy Note 2, that I'm speaking to you on, which is an amazing device. Even 4 inches looks small in comparison to these phones.
I saw that the other day. My sister-in-law has one, and I've got two sister-in-laws, and they both have one. And I'm looking at that. I don't know what that means, Michael, but I'm looking at it going, I don't know what to make of that. I just realized that, but I'm thinking about that going, yeah, it does look huge. And when they handed it to me, it was lighter than I expected too.
Yeah, you know, when you use a Samsung Galaxy Note 2 or a Samsung Galaxy S3, you can really pick up, especially being an iOS user, an iPhone 5, 4S, or whatever, and you can see exactly why Apple's suing Samsung, because the experience is seamless to what an iPhone is.
Okay, so, and it's pretty clear to you that chicken or the egg, the chicken was definitely there first?
Patents are in a whole other, we can have a two-hour conversation, okay. Still solve nothing, you know that, David.
Okay, well, how about this? I wanted to ask you this. I read this, and I wanted you to tell me if this is right. Is there something like 90 million smartphones in the United States?
Wow, that would be, that would be about right, if not higher.
Wow.
It's amazing the amount of smartphones out there.
Yeah, and almost 30% of those are iPhones, but what the interesting flip side of that statistic, and I guess this is what we're really talking about, is if 30% are iPhones, 70% are not. So it's still, I mean, even though Apple is the big boy, the elephant in the, or the gorilla in the room, 70% are still not Apple. So there's a lot of market penetration still available for Apple and a lot of good competition.
Absolutely. I mean, I think probably what eats up that a lot of that 70% would be Android phones with Google, because everybody knows what Google is and everybody has Gmail. So it's an even more seamless upgrade to go to an Android smartphone. Plus, they're a lot cheaper than iPhones most times.
That's a good point. All right. Well, it's a good natural spot to take a quick break, Michael. Michael Manna is our guest. The website is t4show.com. A lot of good stuff there, great videos, and a lot of great information, a lot of good reviews. So stay right there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Michael Manna, t4show.com. Michael is a technology expert and a former, but also current professional wrestler, still doing the SmackDown, so to speak. And what I have to ask, you know, we all know the story about professional wrestling. Have you ever had any real, I guess, accidents or things really? I mean, I know there have been a couple of high-profile people that have even died. Any real bad hurts?
I've broken my neck a couple times. I've had neck fusion surgery.
Wow.
I also have an implant in my vocal cords that helps me speak. So that's where you get the neat little rasp that probably annoys a lot of people. And also, I've had my face shattered twice in the ring. So,
all right. Well, I'll call that a yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like the people use the F word, the fake word, not the other F word.
Okay.
Fake word. And
okay.
I like to say that it's predetermined, but we're stuntmen, and it's very physical.
I think that a lot of people do know that, and it is very physical. There's no question. And there's some pretty big boys and girls now in the ring. So I do not envy, that's quite a challenge to do that. Now, back, I really appreciate your perspective, Michael, on Apple. Another thing that, of course, is Facebook got into trouble with this not long ago. It's one thing for Apple to sell its products, but of course, there's a whole other side of it, which is the apps and the monetizing or creating revenue streams. And so you mentioned earlier that we've got a whole bunch of Android phones out there. In fact, as many as twice the number of Android phones to Apple's, but the Apple is still generating more revenue. So why is it that the Apple users are more apt to spend more money in mobile commerce?
Well, I believe the apps are just, you know, the iOS apps are just better quality apps than okay. our Android or Windows phone. They're a better user experience. It's really just that thing that iPhone really got in with, the App Store and all that stuff much before Google. So they were first, and they did it better, in my opinion.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is completely self-serving. Let me ask you this. If I wanted to do it, how hard is it? Obviously, you're doing a lot of videos and things that I'm sure that are you have some experience with these app and technologies. Is it really hard to get an app created where I could have, you know, I've done some television, I've done obviously do the radio program, I've written a couple of books, a place where I can get all that to be in one place through an app? Is that something that's realistic for me to undertake?
Well, there's two different ways. We have an app in the App Store, but it's basically from Libsyn, and it uses our audio and or video feeds. So if we upload our audio podcast or, like you said, some video stuff to it, along with PDFs and stuff like that in the app, it's very easy, because then you just buy their storage plan and their bandwidth plan, and you're fine. Other ones that you need to have, you seem like you're a very good negotiator with knowing about finances and stuff, you would have to negotiate with an app developer. This is what I want, and this is how many updates you'll give me for this price. So it can be kind of modified to the way you need it.
Okay.
It's not easy, but I picked the easiest way with Libsyn, so if you check them out, they're pretty good.
Okay. Lisa, you hear that? Lisa's nodding. Lisa runs the board here, and she's also our technology director and keeps the computers running and is thinking about this app technology. Michael, you know this technology area. I thought I would ask. Any other interesting observations you have about Apple that you'd like to share with us?
I just think they're in a really strange and hopefully exciting time for them, because who's going to be able to top what Steve Jobs did in the reality distortion field and be the face of Apple and the pitch man. And right now, I think they're in that state of flux. The one person I think that can really convey his message and his charisma is Johnny Ive, because they work so hand-in-hand, and Johnny Ive is kind of like the guy you associate with the beauty and the elegance and the streamlined design of Apple. So I really don't know why they didn't pick him to be the face of Apple after Steve Jobs' death.
Yeah, sometimes corporations, especially very large ones, they make decisions that we go, why did you do that? That doesn't make any sense to us. But I think it's, you used a term that is one of my favorite terms, and that's elegance. And to me, the definition of elegance is when you have something that's very sophisticated, but is presented in a very simple way. And I think that's one of the things that people, of course, are attracted to with Apple and all of their technologies and then the stuff, that continues to get better.
Yeah, you could have said it better. Hey, that's the mantra of the mission statement of iOS using an iPhone or an iPad. Whether you're 2 or 62, you spend 5 or 10 minutes with one of these devices, and you're just blowing through it, just using it like you've used it for years. That's the amazing, magical part, if I can use that word, of Apple.
Well, I think you're right, Michael. And my dad, of course, has one, and he's, dare I say, Dad, you're closer to 70, not quite there yet, but he shows me stuff. Have you seen this app, David? I'm like, no, I haven't seen that app. I don't have the time you do to sit around and play with my phone like you do, but it is because it's so intuitive, as you referred.
My dad's the same exact way. They try to teach you about it, and that really is like just an amazing thing to witness, and why there's 90 million phones out there, and 30% of them are Apple.
All right, Michael Manna. The website is t4show.com. We're going to take one more quick break, Michael, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why. I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back. Michael Manna is our guest, and he is guiding us through this kind of understanding Apple today and where they're headed. His website is t4show.com. Anything interesting going on with your website or that we want to talk to people about? I see when you jump on the website, you've got, it says there's a episode 124 pops right up on the website.
Yeah, we just did 125 right before I came on to be on your show. So it's going along. I did 400, but we reset the show 125 episodes ago. Also, Black Friday, I was on Fox and Friends first, and that cool. was a pretty exciting segment and good exposure for the show. So I was pretty proud of it.
Outstanding. Yeah, if you can just give them a call and ask them to come on, I'll be happy to talk with them about all these wonderful financial topics we do. No, that's good. Congratulations on that. I think that's exciting and fun, and congratulations on the success of the program. And Michael, stay in touch with us. Guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Manna, t4show.com. Michael, thanks for sharing with us. And if you're ever in my neck of the neighborhood here, come over and visit. I'm over in Ormond Beach and be glad to see you and talk to you.
That'd be awesome. Everybody have a great holiday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.